Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show today. And if you would like to call into the show, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And I suggest that you call. My guest this morning, William Taylor Ryle, is talking about the Declaration of Independence. So please continue, Bill.
These colonists, can you hear me, Maggie?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, okay. Bill.
The colonists, who then declared their independence from England, went back. Many of the same people who were in the convention for the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia went back to their respective colonies, which then had been declared to be states by the Declaration, and wrote their constitutions and formed governments based on the Constitution. And the principles that were used in forming those governments really took a lot from the Declaration of Independence. But the Declaration of Independence starts out by making the claim, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, all decent respect to the opinions of mankind require that they shall declare the cause which impels them to the separation. So that's the opening paragraph. The saying, we've tried, and now we're declaring that we're free, and these are the reasons why. And it's such a magnificent document, obviously written by very learned men, and passed unanimously, 12 states, to form the basis of our separation from England and the declaration that we were free states. If people haven't read the Declaration of Independence in a while or never read it, that's a good place to start trying to understand what this country's about. And keep in mind that those 13 colonies, all of which were English colonies, went and created their own government. And then they, in 1777, they wrote the Articles of Confederation, because you had these 13 fledgling little states against the world, and of course they needed to band together. And that declaration, Articles of Confederation document wasn't perfect. It had a lot of problems, and they learned that through its use. It was ratified in 1781, and then used until the Constitution was written in 1787. So the Declaration forms the basis of what this country's about. And its basis, it says, based on the law of nature and nature's God, and then we hold these truths to be self-evident. So you can just go through and read the document and understand what the form, what the form of government is supposed to be, and the reasons that the colonists no longer wanted to be under the rule of England. And if you look at those violations of the king and the parliament, sounds a whole lot like what's going on today.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Too much so, Bill.
I know.
It's a cruise down memory lane, or a cruise down history's lane I'd rather not go to.
Well, that's true. The nice thing and the saving grace that we have is, first of all, they wrote it down. Unlike the Constitution of England, which is not written down, and they did it for a reason, because the Parliament could sort of change the Constitution anytime they wanted to and ignore it because it wasn't written down. The framers knew that, and they wanted to write it all down and make it very well known.
Hey, listen, that's cue music again that I vaguely hear. We're going to break, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden sitting here in an undisclosed location, tinfoil hat on my head. I'm talking with William Taylor Ryle. He has yet to identify himself as whether or not he is a CT or an SMT, but I won't make him answer today. Listen, if you want to call in, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you would like to join the conversation. We're discussing the Declaration of Independence, and William, if you'd like to continue, you are welcome to do so.
Well, I'll go to the CT issue. And maybe that
you may not want to, William. I'm not sure if you want to tread down that path, Bill.
Well,
I suggest you don't. Do you have a tinfoil hat on, Bill? If you don't have a tinfoil hat on, do not go down that path.
Oh, I stand with the shield of truth. At any rate,
it's a terrible thing, the truth, isn't it? Huh?
I'm a constitutionalist. If you want to put a label on me.
You're a constitutional theorist. Well, that's not what CT stands for today, Bill.
I know, but that's not a theory.
No, it's not a theory.
There are a lot of conspiracy theories that are just theories. But there are also a lot of conspiracy facts. And
got it, baby. Go, Bill, go!
And so those who will come up with these boogeyman stories, not based on fact, then I guess that's a theory. But fact is fact, and you can prove this, and therefore there are conspiracies, and a lot of them, and in fact the attorneys have admitted it in various documents. So I would not be shy, and I am not shy about talking about the truth.
I'm not either, Bill.
So you don't need a tinfoil hat to talk about the truth, because that'll set you free.
Yeah,
at any rate.
Hang on, Bill. We got a caller. So let's grab John in Tennessee. Hi, John. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope you can hear me. I'm on my headset.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, actually. So if you're gonna need to speak up a little bit, John, if you would.
Right. Give me 1 minute. I'm going down the road. I'm turning.
Well, why didn't you pull over out of the side of the road if you drive? Because usually cell phones and radio programs don't mix too well sometimes. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah, especially when you're driving a gas truck.
Yes, that's not a good thing.
We won't tell anybody where you are.
We'll pretend you're not in Tennessee. We'll pretend you're in Alaska. So what's going on, John?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Are you? Okay, well, you got to be careful. Don't give out too much information now.
I'm on I-65 going south.
And a fearless man.
Yes, he is. You don't have a blindfold on, do you?
No, I've got to agree with your caller. The truth is liberating.
Yeah, it is.
Especially if you know the truth, the Son of God, the truth. Anyway, what was it called? Oh, conspiracy theories, Maggie. Yes, there are a lot of theories. I'm a CFer. I'm a conspiracy factor or a conspiracy.
Oh, okay. There you go.
A conspiracy fact finder, and I follow the facts. Say that five times quick.
Yes, you're a CFF, and you follow the facts. Conspiracy fact finder and a follower. You're a CFFer. Wow, we are going to town today, aren't we?
Boy. Listen, I've been asked more than one time if I wanted to buy a hat.
Have you? Yeah, well, I might start marketing them, I think.
But you know what's funny, Maggie, is, and I don't know, you don't know me that well, but I've been listening to RBN since John came on the air. I've been kicked off of the radio waves in Nashville because I'm giving out stuff that they've actually said on the air. It's not time for that yet. 2 years ago, I got kicked off a 90,000-watt FM radio station where I had been a regular caller every day. They got a new host. In fact, they got two new hosts. And when you embarrass the host, they don't like that. So they've got to silence the messenger because you can't, both of you know, truth is truth. You cannot prove truth to be false, but you can prove lies to be lies. And they cannot allow that. So as a result, kicked off the radio. But the funny thing is, Maggie, these people are saying today on a 90,000-watt FM station, 99.7 in Nashville, Tennessee, two of them that happen to come on the same day to the station, drive time and a little bit later. But they're saying today what I was saying 2 and 3 years ago when they arrived.
Yeah.
They're sounding like me. But they still won't allow me on the air. So what's the problem? Guys, the problem is that they are obliged, I believe, by God to tell the truth. It's just a matter of when they do it. And if you come with the truth before they're ready for it, they will do everything they can to marginalize you, ridicule, call names, ask if you need a hat, how are you feeling? I even had someone tell me the other day, they can take you to jail for what you're thinking. Because you refuse to conform, they can have you arrested. They can medicate you. And I told them, I have some good company because if that's the only type of folks that are locked up, it'll be some interesting conversation.
I would say so, huh?
Well, we'll be able to relate to one another and to share experiences. And they'll say, they did that to you too? They actually... at least we'll know that we were not alone, even though sometimes we feel mighty alone. But the truth is liberating, and if you know the truth, you'll be free, and free indeed. Your mind, I liken the awakening that I experienced, although I was already a Christian, as being given a new mind. And when that new mind comes, the Bible calls it the renewing of your mind. Man, you have sweet sleep, you have perfect peace, you have no fear, there is no fear. And I know, it's not a religious program, but it is a spiritual battle, folks, and we got to realize that this is real. And if you got people out there that they can't see the forest for the trees, then maybe they need a renewing of their mind before they can come to the truth and accept it for what it is. So anyway, thanks again, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Thanks for calling, and be careful driving, will you?
I'm coming to a red light. Look out, look out, look out. All right,
ooh, no! Goodbye, John.
Well, I would encourage, encourage everybody to take heart in the truth and plant seeds, no matter where you are or what you're doing. And those seeds, if they're watered and nourished, and they get nourished from a lot of different sources, will grow, and eventually they'll blossom and begin to bear fruit themselves. So if you get a chance to talk about the truth, by all means, take it and create those opportunities. I like to stand as an example in the checkout line at whatever store I'm in and talk about the Federal Reserve note. Ask them if they will take Federal Reserve notes, and most of the time they say no. And then I get a chance to talk about what a Federal Reserve note is and what a dollar is, the difference. And the people standing in line get to hear it too. So why not?
Bill, it reminds me of one of the callers who called in the other day who said that she has the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network on her cell phone, and she keeps it on speaker, so when she's walking around in Walmart or wherever she's going, that people are forced to hear it because she's got it on the speaker so that they have to hear it, which I thought was kind of a cute idea, definitely a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is, definitely. You know, it's what we got to do, you know. Anyway.
You'd be amazed that the fruits of that, of those sharing, it just may not come back right away, but it'll come back. Or it'll fall on, you know, it's like putting the seeds on the stones or on the thorns, and they wither and die. Some people won't receive them. But if they fall on fertile ground, or possibly fertile ground, as the Bible says, and we nourish it, they will grow. So, anyway, we were talking about Declaration of Independence.
Yep, we were. So, go right ahead, William. You left off, you were talking, you had talked about the first paragraph of it, so you want to go.
Yeah, and this idea of the laws of nature and nature's God, we had talked about this on an earlier show.
Yeah.
Which really was taken from John Locke, but was repeated in the laws of England done by Sir William Blackstone. And there he talks about the laws of nature and the revealed law, which is the same thing as nature's God. And that all laws that are contrary to these, that is the law of nature, nature's God, or the revealed law, are null and void. And man makes a lot of laws, and a lot of those laws are not in accordance with the law, and therefore they have no force and effect. That's the power that we have. And when I said that the all powers in the people, I would encourage everybody to look at their state constitution, because in Pennsylvania's constitution, it's Article 1, Section 2, which is the Declaration of Rights, is Article 1. It says political powers, and the section says all power is inherent in the people. And all free governments are formed on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. Now, that, again, confirms this understanding of the consent of the governed, doesn't it?
Well, you know, this is a little aside. Somebody shot me an email while we were on the air, and it was about a fellow, actually, who's going to be on my show again. I've had him on a couple times, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, who, of course, has been exposing UN Agenda 21 and what these globalists have been up to for a long, long time, years and years and years. And he was in Nebraska, I guess. He was giving a speech somewhere. And the dean of Bill, we got to go to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, conspiracy theorist number one. I shall return with my buddy. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to advertise your business or your service on this network, then republicbroadcasting.org is the web address. You can go there, and you can contact the people at the network who can make that happen. And I suggest if you like the truth, then you need to advertise on the network that brings you the truth, as opposed to continuing to spend your money on a network who is lying to you. Now, does that make any sense to you? It doesn't make any sense to me. There's no point in that. There's no point in advertising, spending your advertising dollars on a network who's got your back, not the network who's got a knife in your back. Hello, kids. Wake up. Anyway, my guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle, and I had started to say briefly, talking about conspiracy theorists, and I was talking about Tom DeWeese, Bill, and he had actually given a speech in Lincoln, Nebraska recently, and then the dean of the College of Architecture at UNL in Lincoln, Nebraska had, written an article about Tom DeWeese's speech, talking about United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. And he characterized it as what Tom was saying in regarding what they were doing in Lincoln, Nebraska, as, oh, he just, you know, he, it's a cover for a UN-based international conspiracy. Now, you know, all people need to do is go and look this stuff up for themselves. In fact, for the people who got together on that island called Jekyll Island, in what, 1913, off the coast of Georgia, that handful of robber barons that got together, well, I would say that was a little clandestine operation, and since they controlled like a quarter of the world's wealth at the time, and they were getting together to enact their control of money, I would say that, you know, and then they used all their tax-exempt foundations that they created to advance their agenda. And so I think it's not really as much of a social movement as it is this handful of people with tons of money and tons of power. The two kind of go hand in hand, having spent decades with their descendants and their cronies enacting this agenda. I don't think it's a social movement. I think it is a concerted plan. Conspiratorial, yes. But it's not a theory, fact. But anyway, I don't want facts to get in the way of fiction, Bill.
Well, Jekyll Island is a and the 13th Amendment, a so-called 13th Amendment, 16th Amendment, is fact. The history behind that really started, I think that meeting was in 1910.
It may not have been, because I know that was passed in 13, the Federal
Reserve. Right, the 16th Amendment and
Act,
the 17th.
Yeah.
Done unconstitutionally. So the point is, all that's well documented, and so we don't have to consider it a theory. But the point is, it is fact, and there have been powerful men and women, for that matter, trying to subvert this country right from the beginning, but intently after the war between the states. But back to this fact that everybody says, well, you have to do what the government says, or that's a federal issue, so we can't do anything about it in the state. That's just not true. And the Supreme Court gets it right every once in a while, and I'm sure everybody remembers Marbury versus Madison, which was done in 1803. And Justice Marshall said in that opinion, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Hamilton had said that in Federalist Paper 78. In Shelby, Norton versus Shelby, which is a United States Supreme Court decision, it says an unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights and imposes no duties, affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. And it's null and void from the time that it was done. So let's take Obamacare as an example. That's unconstitutional. It's obviously unconstitutional. The federal government has no authority constitutionally to even talk about health insurance, much less pass anything. And so it is not law.
Well, how about the super Congress that they just created, Bill?
That's unconstitutional.
Yeah, I know. I know it's just absolutely nonsense. And I don't know if you could say the worst part, but one of the problems is so many people think, oh, well, since some of our guys, or so they claim, you know, they're the people they like who happen to call themselves Republicans, are on it, well, then maybe that's okay because they don't get it. You know, they haven't figured out yet that the Democrats and the GOP are on one team and we're on the other side. They haven't figured it out yet.
The problem is our government is not a constitutional republic. It's not. They don't follow the Constitution, be state or federal. That's the problem and the solution. The solution is they all take an oath of office, and they are violating their oath. Therefore, they're committing multiple crimes every time they do this. The problem is the ones implementing this is, in fact, the judiciary. Certain judges and certain attorneys, certain professors of law have done this. Working for bankers and politicians, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of blame to go along, and we let them do it because we believe what the media has said. We believe what the schools have taught. And it's just, by and large, not true. And what we need to do is get back to the original document and call them on their, frankly, treason.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. It's treason, Bill. There's a lot of these schmucks who are committing treasonous acts. Listen, we're going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I'll be back with my guest, William Taylor Ryle, in 3 minutes. So don't change the dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, you can go there. There's a contact button. You can get in touch with me. There's a tab on there with my guest, William Taylor Ryle's name on it. Some of the articles that he has written are up on there if you'd like to read some of the stuff he's got up there. I've got a ton of information on my website, so please go there. There's a tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Tons of information. I link to all kinds of people on my face page, on my or main page on my website. There are links to a lot of other people who've been putting all kinds of good info out there for your reading pleasure. So I suggest you go check it out. Now, listen, Bill, let's get back to whatever you want to talk about related to the Department of Independence. There you go. That's Orwellian, isn't it? The Department of Independence.
Yeah, that'd be novel.
Yeah, well, that's coming next. They'll be informing us of this new department probably Tuesday at 9 a.m. or some crap, you know?
Well, the Declaration of Independence was, in essence, the statement of the colonists to England nullifying what was going on. They were not going to participate anymore. They declared to the world that the English government had been violating the rights of man and of the law for so long, and they had tried to get them to stop, and they wouldn't. And so they finally said, we're not going to do it anymore. That's what the Declaration of Independence was. It was a nullification of English law. And your dog agrees. The point being is, nullification is a remedy. And what does that mean? People as individuals, if they know the truth and the law, stand on our history and the Constitution, state and federal, and when someone in government wants you to do something that violates that, we need to say no with authority and be willing to defend that if you need to. And that means, as the framers did, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for freedom and liberty. We're to that point, in my opinion.
Well,
then you can go on a jury, and a jury has the right to judge the law and the facts. And if a law, if a person does what the law says they can't do, but that law is wrong, unconstitutional, immoral, whatever, the jury has the right to say not guilty.
Well, you know, Bill, you mentioned talking about we should just say no, and I'm actually going to have Stuart Rhodes on my show, I think, next week from Oath Keepers.
Oh, great.
I think it's next week. I don't know. I'm terrible. My mind is like a sieve sometimes. Nothing sticks in it. Yeah, next Wednesday, as a matter of fact, talking about, well, that's the whole point, just saying no, not following unconstitutional orders. That's kind of the whole idea behind the Oath Keepers, right?
And the oath is the important thing. That organization is right on target, is that when those in government take an oath, it's a solemn constitutional oath, and they need to follow it. They don't, but there's the problem and the solution. Make them follow their oath. And if we have courts of law, we could prosecute them, but we don't. So we the people have to learn how to say no and be willing to stand up. And it can happen individually and collectively on a jury, or instruct those in the state or the county, when the federal government, as an example, issues some unconstitutional mandate, law, whatever you want to call it, say, no, we are not going to participate. We are not going to enforce, in Pennsylvania's example, or in any other state, or in the county, this unconstitutional act. And ultimately, it comes down to enforcement in the community where you are. So the sheriff is so important. You had Sheriff Mack on, and he's talking about the right remedy. The sheriff needs to stand up and say to the federal government, we will not enforce this mandate. It's unconstitutional, no matter what it is. And he needs to say that with the state as well and the local government as well, because it goes on at all levels. And nullification is the rightful remedy, as Jefferson said in his resolution in 1798. Which became the principles of 98 with Madison's Virginia resolutions. Jefferson did it for Kentucky. And that is a solution. The states have that authority because it comes from we the people.
Well, you know, Bill, this is kind of an aside in a way, and in another way it isn't, but you're talking about just saying no. And I was reading an article that was in the Buffalo News. And it was, of course, it's all about sustainable development and, you know, how they're implementing it there. And one of the things I thought was rather interesting, they had a meeting the other night, but they didn't allow anybody to speak. And they also said in there, so, you know, so much for the, just saying no politely. And I don't know if you're going to be able to do it too politely. But anyway, so they didn't allow anybody to speak. And then they also talked about how they were going to have some of these other little meetings. And they were going to use some technology. Where is it in here? I had to open it up. They were going to use some interactive technology to gauge the collective opinions of those attending the sessions. And then they'd have another format for additional clarifying questions. So you're not really, I don't think you're ever going to get to speak to say no to these schmucks and what they're doing. They're going to just use some interactive technology that says if you push the red button, it'll register that you push the blue button. And if you push the blue button, it's going to register that you push the green button. You know what I'm saying, Bill? It's just such a hustle. It's incredible. Truly it is. Oh. Clarify. You don't need to clarify the word no. The word no is very clear. No.
The Constitution is not up for a vote.
Yeah.
Right? Your rights are not up for a vote. And the point is, if the Constitution is violated, then the Constitution strikes with nullity, that which does violence to its provisions. And we have to understand that no means not doing it. You don't have to say it, just don't do it. And will they resist that? Sure. And if they come after you, you need to have friends around you who will document it. Be prepared to go to court. Be prepared to go to jail if you have to, because of ultimately, if the tyranny continues, the state will, in fact, control every facet of your life down to the nth degree. They're pretty close now. And why not just start saying no now, so we're stronger now than we will be tomorrow, and rely on the law, rely on belief in God is not going to desert you, and stand strong, stand proud on the truth, and stand together, because there are more of us than there are of them. And they are cowards by and large, and if you can stand strong, take the punishment that may be doled out temporarily, ultimately the truth will prevail. And
that's the final statement of this Declaration of Independence. Pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, huh?
Correct. And they understood that. I think the people of America are now beginning to realize it. Understand that the people are the sovereigns. We are not the servants of the government, although those in government often think so. And we are the principals. They are the agent. They are to do what we have said they must do in the written document. Taking a poll is not the way you govern, lawfully.
Bill, I'm not sure if you were online yet when I was talking about, in the beginning of the show, when I was talking about the union members actually fighting, one union fighting against another union, fighting over work. One union believed, the longshoremen believed, they were entitled to the jobs, and another union, where other union workers were doing those jobs. And I would think that those people would step back and see how their own movement is devolving into eating its own. You know what I mean? It's just not a workable, it's not a tenable concept.
Well, we have a right to assemble together.
Yeah, I know that. That's not what I'm talking about, Bill. This isn't talking about them assembling. I'm talking about them fighting over who's going to do the jobs at this port. I'm talking about one union is fighting another union for the jobs. I'm talking about the union movement in itself. It's not the unions against non-union people. It's union against union now. They're fighting amongst themselves. That doesn't last too long when you get to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the nice thing about the law, it's constant, the real law. And if you want to change the Constitution, it's done by the way the document says you change it. It hasn't been done for many times, many years, since the 14th Amendment was not done lawfully. And beyond that, on the federal level, the point is, when the government gets involved, and we got these two groups there, and they can struggle all they want, and free people can do that as well, and we do. We disagree, and that's okay. But when the government tries to intervene, to do something, they must have constitutional authority to act. If they don't, they're operating outside the law. They are outlawed, and they are performing unconstitutional acts, which, by law, doesn't exist. They have no authority to do it. Do they do it? Sure, they use force, and that's not what we're supposed to be governed by here. And the government is supposed to be constrained. We're supposed to have a very limited government in this country, and we don't get our rights from the government. They can't take them away, but they do, in fact, steal them and oppress us, and they are violating the law. And if we were to simply stand and use the defense of the Constitution, state first, then federal where it applies, and understand that these crooks have put things in the Constitution unconstitutionally. I'll give an example. Article 1, Section 8, 18, Clause 18, is the implementing clause of those 17 delegated authorities to the Congress. And it says that they will implement those provisions by the necessary and proper provisions. In other words, necessary and proper law. Well, in the 13th Amendment and the 14th and beyond, it says appropriate legislation is the implementing clause. Section 5 in the 14th Amendment is an example. And there's a big difference between necessary and proper under the original Constitution and appropriate legislation under these amendments. What's appropriate? Who determines it? Take a poll. Do it enough so people think it's the thing that needs to be done. Watch it on TV enough where they beat up people along the road. The police do. That's not proper. And there's no law that says they can stop you and beat you up. All right? It's unreasonable search and seizure. That's what that is. It's a violation of the Constitution. Oh,
hang on, Bill. Let me give out the call-in number in case we have anybody who wants to throw their two cents in, or three. 800-313-9443, everybody. 800-313-9443. CTs, SMTs, CFFFs. Everyone is welcome to call in. 800-313-9443 is the number. So, anyway, William, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. I'm just trying to find the appropriate time to interrupt.
That's okay. Anytime, obviously.
Yeah, huh?
But the whole idea of saying, well, the government's made a law or a rule or an ordinance or whatever, and if it violates the Constitution, if it's contrary or in conflict with the Constitution, state or federal, depending on what jurisdiction it is, it's null and void. It's not law. And even though everybody in government, all the police and everybody else will stand up and say it is, that doesn't make it so. And when you understand what the law is, that is the Constitution, then you can say with certainty, wait a minute, that violates whatever, Article 1, Section whatever, and it is unconstitutional. And if you want to proceed, by all means do that, but we will be in court, and I will be arguing the fact that you violate your oath of office and the Constitution, which trumps any rule, any law, whatever. And so the penalties for violating your oath of office are quite severe. The problem is we need to have judges who, in fact, obey their oath, and they often don't.
No, unfortunately.
And so it's up to we the people to instruct them at all levels to do that and hold them to it. And there's not only election time, there's impeachment, there's arrest and prosecution, there's all sorts of, well, cut off the funds. That's a great way to stop government from abusing your right. All right? The point is, if they're spending funds that are for public use only on things that are not authorized by the Constitution, they need to stop. Oh, that'll take care of the budget problem in Washington real quick.
They just approved another $500 billion in spending.
Well, it's proposed.
A borrowing. Well, either way, they're going to spend it after they borrow. It doesn't matter. They approved another $500 billion in printing. Who knows? Who knows what they are doing anymore?
Well, it...
Besides, none of it's constitutional. That's the only thing we know.
Well...
Beyond that, we don't know what these schmucks are plotting.
Well, Obama went on... air last night, proposed the American Jobs Act or whatever it is.
Number 74?
You're right. It's stimulus number whatever, 2-3, whatever it is. And what he's proposing is to get $48 billion more somewhere, not disclosed, and spend it on all these unconstitutional doling out to particular bodies and interests, whatever. And that none of it's constitutional. None of it. And that's, you know, if you are in fact providing something for the entire country, that's what the federal government is supposed to do, well, okay. Or supporting a provision that is specific delegation of authority within the bounds of the Constitution, okay. But most of what the government does doesn't do that. And most of what he proposed, and they continue to propose, doesn't. And this, like you said, the super Congress that they've created, that's not constitutional. I mean, and it could never be constitutional, but they did it. And so here we go. We're arguing over something. As an example, the Senate has not passed a budget, which is their one of their primary jobs, since Obama came into office, I guess, 900 days approximately. I don't know exactly how long. The House has, but the Senate has not passed a budget. Where is their duty being done? They're operating on a continuing resolution of borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. The solution to this problem is cut off the source. They borrow 43 cents on the dollar. Anybody knows that you've got to stop spending at least 43% of what you're spending in order to start this problem, stop this problem. This is simple. But they don't have the political will because they're worried about getting elected or offending the unions or the elderly people, whatever. And I'm not suggesting that you cut off Social Security immediately. You need to phase it out. It is unconstitutional. It has been since its beginning. And we need to understand that that's not our government. It's not our government. And when you start putting these pieces together and the people can find it, it's all available.
Hang on, Bill. That's the cue music. We're going to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rod, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody, for the final segment of the show. Don't go away.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And we've only got a couple of minutes left, Bill, but, you know, I was watching the news this morning, and this has absolutely nothing to do with the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, but I feel so bad. There were a couple of guys in one of the zoos somewhere where it's flooded, and they shot them to keep them from drowning. Now, I know that, you'd think that I would think that you would have, like, an alternative plan, you know, in case this happens, you know, if A happens, you do B, and so on and so forth. You know what I mean, Bill. So that you wouldn't have to shoot the animals you have locked in a cage so that, you know what I mean, if the rivers are rising and the water is rising and we're getting, you know, torrential downpours, don't you think you'd have some kind of plan like what to do with the bison? You know, like, don't you think, Bill? But I think I'm asking for too much, to be honest with you. And I love animals. I really do. So, you know, I always feel so bad for them. I don't really like zoos for that particular reason. But then I suppose if we didn't have zoos, some people would claim, if we didn't have zoos, then a lot of the animals would not remain at all. Oh, I don't know. Let's not even go down that path because it'll only make my, I'll just make myself crazy. But anyway, I just feel bad. They had to shoot these bison to keep them from drowning. It's like, well, didn't you have, isn't there some place in the zoo you could have, like, you know, I don't know, move them? I mean, how'd you get them in there? Don't you kind of, like, move the animals out of harm's way? Isn't that kind of the idea? I don't know. What do I know, Bill? I guess I know nothing. Hello?
Oh, they had a responsibility to protect the animals, and they didn't.
Yeah. No, they didn't. I don't know where these nitwits were at, but I'm kind of, that's kind of, that's kind of with so many things, isn't it? People are dead, just supposed to do the right thing. They're supposed to be responsible, and they're irresponsible, and
they're killing people, too. And
I know, Bill.
Imprisoning them and all sorts of things, and what we need to do is we need to get more morality back into the government. That's what was it? John Adams says that the Constitution is inadequate for an immoral moral society and inadequate for any other, I think is what he said.
Something to that effect, that it just doesn't work otherwise. And it's obviously, you know what I mean? That's obviously, we're seeing the evidence of that. It couldn't be any clearer. And it's just,
it would work if, in fact, people read and understood it and implemented the way the framers had it in mind.
Yeah.
And they're just ignoring it at every turn. It's sort of like the immigration. Everything else has all been answered. These remedies, these solutions have always already been put out there. People just ignore them because it gets in the way with them doing what they want in their greed and their hunger for power and all sorts of things. But we the people can turn this around if we just start learning, standing together, and saying with certainty, we will not do this. We will not participate in the game anymore. We are going to follow the law and demand that everyone in government do it as well.
All right, Bill. And on that note, I'm going to have to say sayonara, Bill, because Fatler's going to sing on this deal again for another week. So thanks for coming on with me, Bill. I always enjoy it. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Well, everybody, you know, my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, lots of information on there. I suggest you start reading when you're not busy trying to find a job, trying to keep the wolf from the door. Anyway, listen, everybody, you know, I love to go to Oz, because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. Listen, everybody, better days are coming. We've got people like William Taylor Ryle in the world fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. You can't lose heart, kids. Don't lose heart. Listen, the sun's going to come up tomorrow. I guarantee it. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll be back. Stay tuned for another great show coming up next.
It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.